All right.
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bobcast with Lily Hyatt from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thanks, y'all.
You're born here. You're like an OG Nashville, right? Or
well, close. I can't claim that the way the rest of my brother and sister both were born here. I was born in Los Angeles, and we moved to Nashville. My dad and I moved to Nashville when I was one. Okay. So from one on, I've lived Nashville, counts. Franklin. I feel pretty native, but there is still that part of me that's like, but I was born in California. So, you know.
Well, that's kind of cool, though. California's awesome.
It is awesome. I'm a big Los Angeles fan. So
me too.
I'm excited I was born there. I'm into it, you know. Yeah.
But you got both. So that means you have like two major entertainment cities in your blood.
I think it is true. Yes. Honestly, I've never talked about that with anyone, but I've thought about it before where I'm like, ooh, LA. I mean, my dad, you know, he's a songwriter and he lived in Nashville for a long time and then he moved to LA for a while. So
you have like five records on Spotify.
I have five records I've made.
Since 2014?
It says that, but actually the first one came out in 2012.
Okay,
I don't know
still,
why it dates at 2014. I guess it didn't make it streaming till then or something.
That's still a lot, though. That's still good. So you've been grinding it.
I've been grinding.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I put my first record out. For some people, this is later. I was 28 when my first record came out. So, you know, I wasn't 22. I had a lot of EPs up until then. But since then, I've been... How many records you made?
Have
you
made? Out released 10.
Dang, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm working on a three more right now. So.
Wow, so you make a lot at once. Or you're prolific?
No, this one's like a trilogy thing.
Cool.
That I'm doing. It's like three records. It's going to be, it's a 13 more trucking songs, 11 Western Tales, and 12 Bluegrass Barn Burners.
Fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear that.
Hell yeah.
That's neat. I love when things are like a trilogy or a double album. Or a 1, 2, 3. I think that's cool.
I don't know
cool.
why. I just thought, I was like, I already have my records planned, it's cool to see, especially because things have changed so much, you know, over the years. Like from when I started, it was, you know, we would send tapes to the clubs and call them and try. Now it's like a whole different world. So it's interesting to see how other people navigate it, you know. And so you have a booking agent, you have a record label, or are you doing your own? You do?
I mean, I've put out five records on the same label. I'm hoping that they're going to put out. I'm in the middle of working something.
Nice.
Fingers crossed they want to put it out again. I have learned that having a label is very, very helpful. I went through a little phase this past summer of self-releasing, and that was really fun and fun to try. But dang, nobody heard it.
Right.
And so it's like I feel like, and I wasn't trying to not be a part of the label I've been on. I was just trying to kind of throw things out there.
Isn't that kind of like,
but what? I was like, dang, nobody heard these, you know, there was no promotion.
It's weird,
you know?
Right?
So, yeah, it's hard.
So like I put out my stuff.
Do you self-release?
Yeah. Self-release. I'm self-released too. And it's hard. You have to, it's kind of like word of mouth only. Right. Because we're not putting a bunch of money in. Really, what it is it's money.
Yeah, it is. Well, that is so true.
And connection. But you got to pay. Like, I watched a bunch of people do, like, who are up there. They're like, yeah, we throw, like, $3,000 at my Instagram every month. I was like, what?
I know. I'm like, where do you get that?
I was like, that's how you got 100 grand followers. Like,
yeah, that's
it. They were like, yeah, we throw, like, 3,000 a month at it. I was like, Jesus.
Well, I so admire the I have friends that have really successfully self-released albums and they've had a system and hired PR.
It's a lot of work.
I gotta say, like, I'm not lazy in the sense of wanting to make and do, but there is a part of me that just has a really hard time, organizing all that by myself.
Yeah, doing all the admin stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I'm just like, I don't want to pay for PR because I'm scared. Like, I just have so many fears and hangups. It's a shame, like, that they stand in the way. But they do, you know?
They do.
But I so admire it because if you successfully self-release, like, you're keeping all of that. And that is
you got
really
the whole,
cool.
It's nice. I've even taken it to the next level where I bought the microphones, the preamps. I'm recording myself.
You are doing the thing. Well, you feel like that's something you want to continue as self-release?
So I had a record label, and it's attached to Sony Music.
Cool.
And so, but they were all the same people. It was called Century Media, and then Sony Music bought it. Then I didn't get dropped, so I had to I had a 5-record deal. And, you know, it is nice to be able to just turn in the record, and then they do all the artwork, they do all the bullshit, they put out their little publicity thing, and that's cool. But then it's like, you know, if you don't, I don't know, like, I could have signed another 5-record deal, but I was like, I'm probably just gonna try this.
Yeah, I think it's
cool. So
I'm
just trying it. I think I can do it. And then I'll take the whole pie.
That's awesome. I think trying things is really important to a musician because it's like, right now my husband and I are doing a lot in-house ourselves in the hopes of somebody else kind of picking up the promotional elements and giving some wings to our project. But, in my record before I did that with my friend Kate, we made it in-house, kind of the two of us with some musicians, and we luckily got a label, you know, my label helped and gave it, but they haven't been, I think in the last few years, like, I hope for all to understand.
Sorry, that's
the ice maker.
Cool. I was like, do you have a gift? I don't know where I'm going with this other than like, you got to work so hard. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, even if a label is fronting all this for you and putting your face out, to me, the coolest part of a label is that they promote you. I think that that's really great. That's something if they do, hopefully they do.
Yeah, yeah.
And they distribute, and that's really excellent. Like, that's stuff that's really hard to do as one person, but we still have to work really hard. It's like, you know, there's no guarantees, and your songs are up to you, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you know, it's like, how many songs have, I don't know about you, Bob, but you know, not sound cocky, but I've had some songs where I'm like, dang, maybe that could have been a little hit or something,
right.
But it didn't, you know, but it wasn't. So like, what do I need to do to like try to get that heard more? It's like, you have to represent yourself one way or another. I feel
it's hard,
especially in like the Americana world where it's like, nobody has like hundreds of thousands of dollars to pour into me at all.
It's hard to find that,
you know,
right?
That's not going to happen, you know, and I don't expect that. I don't mean to talk about money even. I'm just saying,
it's all part of it.
That shouldn't be what it costs to get a shot.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way. As an independent artist, we should all have a shot, you know, so maybe I'm looking for alternate.
That's what we're doing.
Well, yeah.
That's why my strategy.
It's good, you know.
I had to make a new strategy. I've gone through CDs. I had to re-strategize when CDs. I had to re-strategize when downloads came out. I remember I was like, what do you mean downloads? Then I was like, oh, cool. Whenever I released a record, I'd get like 500 people that downloaded my record for 10 bucks. That's like $5,000.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, this doesn't suck. Well, then streaming came.
Amazing. Yeah.
But then streaming came and that went away. So nobody's buying downloads now. So I'm like, okay. So now I got to re-strategize this streaming game. It's like, and we don't have $3,000 a month to put into the thing.
To Spotify to be put in a playlist.
The pay-to-play thing is super real.
Uh-huh. It's real.
Yeah. But that being said, when I hear younger musicians gripe about having to go to a gig and not make a lot, I'm like, you're going to have to do it
sometimes.
Well,
you have to grind.
You got to grind. I mean, you know, like, but I, you know, there's a line between, you know, I understand, and I'm sure y'all question, or I would imagine y'all question it the way I do, where I'm like, what's, but what's worth it to me is to do things that inspire my creativity. Cause if that's like lit, I'm good. That's I don't even care what's happening. I'm just like, I feel good. Like, and I feel confident. So it's good to do that.
I'm trying to get in this like thing where it's like, I record my single, I release it with a video, and then I kind of like the new method of, you know, before it was you download. Now it's kind of like everyone just releases singles.
Singles
every
are fun.
Couple months, yeah, and then cool. And then you drop the record, and then you release. It's kind of like I'm trying to get into that rhythm of it. But yeah, it's the thing I like about it is it's like more right now. Whereas before it would be like I would write these songs, and then like 2 years later I might record it, and maybe I wasn't. I'm like, wow, that was really meant something to me 2 years ago, but right now maybe it's. I'm like, well, I wish I would have released that to you. Now I can record the song, mix it, master it, and I can put it on Spotify tomorrow if I wanted to. You know, I do like that part of it.
Totally.
Without approval from anyone.
I think it's
important.
No, that's cool. You know, the last few years I've been kind of, you know, besides working with a booking agent, like I only was answering to myself. It was like me and my booking agents were my team. So every decision was mine. And it was actually really fun after like 8 years of kind of doing it a certain way and consulting a few people, and so grateful to have that. And honestly, looking forward to having that again. But like, I've had a blast just like throwing stuff at the wall. Mm-hmm. I feel like discovering a lot more about who, not even like who I am as an artist, but like what this means. Honestly, the business element of it and what I feel like it can be so unique for every artist. Like what works for somebody else isn't necessarily going to work for you. So if you know your thing, that's cool. Like it's a confidence instilling kind of thing for me, where I'm like, maybe some of those ideas totally cost me, but at least I know, you know, at least I was trying, you know.
It's a lot. It is a lot. But at the end of the day, man, I really believe that I want to believe that like a song can be so good that it can break through all that without $3,000 a month.
I believe in that, and I'm glad to hear other people believe in it.
That's what I'm trying. As a songwriter, that's every song I write, I want it to be a song that everyone listens to and goes, oh, that's fucking good.
I think that, you know? That is a beautiful thing to hear from people, and I think that as artists, there's so much on our backs. Like, people think artists or like musicians are just like, oh, or creative types are just like messing around all day. I'm like, actually, we're not. Like, even if it looks like we're like not going to work for days on it, like our brains are like constantly wrapped around. You can't escape it. And I think if that energy, I noticed so much of my energy the last previous to 2020 was going so deeply into like promotional stuff, image stuff. And I was like, it can't be hurtful to take some of this back and put it toward the song. That's gotta like, there's gotta be some redemption in that, like redirecting that energy into just like, how about making some good music?
Yeah.
Make a good song that everybody wants to hear.
I want that
that's
song.
That's doable.
That's missing.
And people want that. People want to connect. Like, that's what music does for people. You know, mm-hmm. It heals people's hearts and souls. And like, nobody can take that away. That's not based on like, you know, a certain look or brand. That's music, you know? So it's like, we got that. I mean, I'm not saying like, I'm going to write that, but I'm just like, we're all as musicians capable of
anyone
that.
Can. The guitar's right there.
Yeah, like
it's free.
Keep trying.
It's
you know?
Free. We
like,
keep trying. And I love writing. When I write a song and I get to show my friend, like, check out this song I just wrote. And then it's like,
it's
oh
exciting.
My God, that's a good one. Like that's, you know, and so.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's all about, to me, it's hard. We had to just like take a step back because I was getting buried with like trying to record myself, trying to do the podcast. So we were like, all right, we used to drop these every week. So
that's
now
awesome.
We made a decision to go bi-weekly. Just yeah. one every 2 weeks. So it's not too much work. You know, it's like, it's a lot.
That's a this yeah. seems like a lot of work. It's like the anticipation of the person arriving and then the getting it started this, and then having the editing. Editing. And then like the mental, like, yeah. you know, energy going into the whole thing. I'm sure that's so consuming well, in a way.
It's a lot
yeah.
of work.
Yeah. yeah. And then he's gone a lot on tour too. So it makes it. And then, yeah, he's actually trying to. You know, write music and put albums out too.
That's what I'm saying. You got to remember that we can't let yeah. the social media. And so I know it's a lot of work, and if you don't do it, you're going to get left behind. I mean, that's just
I know.
If you don't participate with that, I think
it's tough,
especially if you don't have the money to like just drop to pay Spotify Marquee or the ads and stuff. Then you really just got to grind and on that stuff. You can't leave that stuff hanging. But then once it starts like getting in the, like, it's like, yeah, also, but I'm a musician, right? I'm supposed to be writing songs right now, not, you know, watching my statistics of which Instagram post got more reach and which yes. one, but you have to kind of do that.
Oh, it's tough, you know? I mean, I deleted my Instagram and restarted it
nice.
Thanks to my cousin to help me because I was like having a mental breakdown from that. And that I sounds bet. Dramatic,
no,
but
it's
I was
real.
I was like, I'm really tired of this, like thinking of myself. But it's like my old one had a substantial amount of followers. Now I'm rebuilding it, you know, it's like
rebuild.
And sometimes I'll get really like, I'm so grateful that she's helping me, but I'm not putting as much energy into it. So it's like, it's not showing like the, you know, I mean, she's doing great. I'm just saying like, I'm not like, oh, here's every little moment of my life. Like, boom, boom, boom. This yeah. is my lifestyle. Like we keep it pretty simple on there. And, sometimes I'll go look at it and I'll be like, I wish I had more likes and I'll get really down. But then I'm like, what? You know, like,
yeah,
you know, like
that's the algorithm.
I can't base myself on that. Like,
no.
It's, I just can't do that. Like what I really want is for people to show up to my shows.
Yes.
That's yeah. what I want. So if yes. I see that, I'll feel good.
Yes.
But then you think if they don't see my posts, they're not going to yeah. come to my shows.
And then now the promoters.
How are they going to get it out? And they're going to go look at my thing and go, see,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
yeah.
How many followers? How many? It's all
it's
weird.
Tricky,
it's tricky business.
It is. Numbers have never been my strong suit.
No.
No. I'm like, does it feel good out there? Like, you know, but yeah,
I feel like your strong suit is probably singing and playing guitar.
I mean,
live, you know what I mean?
I am. I do feel like, I mean, the way I am best is in person. Some people I know rock the internet world. And I'm
yeah,
like,
but
you
your
are
records.
So good at it. But I'm like, you got to kind of meet me and like, I'll grow on you.
I never met like, you and we've been listening. She listens to your records and stuff. I love your music and I never knew you. Just the
Thank
music.
You.
That's the way it yeah. used to be.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? When I loved Lucinda Williams, I didn't know that she had an, there wasn't even an Instagram alive back then.
You didn't know what she was doing on a daily basis.
I didn't know what she was doing. All I had was her, all I knew was what she sold me on that CD.
Totally. Yeah. Well, and it's cool. Like word of mouth is real. I've noticed since I haven't been as like plugged in and I'm on I use my Facebook a lot, which that's like its own world. Like Facebook is fun because it's like, it's so kind of unhip that I like feel really good there. I'm like, I can be myself here. I don't like it's chill. Like it's like, it doesn't, but like this record my husband and I are working on right now. We've done 5 songs. I have a ton of, yeah, it's been fun. Like some have been really like just powerful things that just came to me. But other stuff, I'm like, you know, I've had this one. It's cool. Like, let's put your spin on it and see what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know,
why
like,
not?
Why not? They're all just songs, you know?
That's great. Like, that's
so
great.
So I think that's neat. You know, everybody has their own way, but I don't feel precious about the songwriting relationship. I'm just like, just write.
Yeah, let's
make
have
it
fun.
Happen. Have yeah. fun. Yeah.
Speaking of songs.
Yes, songs.
Maybe we could do a song with Lily Hyatt. You guys want to? You guys want to hear Lily Hyatt play a song?
Y'all want to hear?
You want to hear it?
I'll play it. Should I put?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Lily Hyatt.
Y'all just tell me when you want me to start.
You're good, Lily Hyatt.
All right, cool. All right, this is one of those songs I like what we're talking about. It's just kind of lighthearted. Didn't, you know. It's called Evelyn's House.
Nice to meet y'all too, and just talk about everything, really.
Yeah, I like it. I like
it's
it.
Fine.
So you're recording with your husband now, and he's, you guys have all the equipment, like a little home studio.
We have a home studio, and we just do everything kind of ourselves. And we've been working with this really cool guy, Paul Kildare, to mix some stuff.
Nice.
So he's awesome. He's done a lot of records that have been my favorites from, you know, the 90s, and I don't know, it came around really naturally. So it's been fun to do that. And I also just made a song with my friend, Scott Sachs too, is like a local guy who, him and his wife, you know, are musicians. So made one song with him, making the rest with my husband, and hopefully it will become a full album.
That's awesome.
That's the plan. So, I'm not sure if that single that I made with my friend Scott goes with it or not, you know what I mean? But
yes.
I'm just like, I'm putting it all out, whatever is, you know.
Yeah,
so sorry to go all deep into it. You know, when you're in the zone in your mind, you're like, this is what I'm doing.
Hell yeah.
And you're making a trilogy record.
Well, right now I'm working on the first album. I'm going to release they're going to be three albums released separately, but they're kind of the idea came at once.
Cool.
My next three records.
That's awesome.
I could deviate, but I don't think I'm going to.
It's so fun to have a plan, like a vision, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
I like to map out my next few years and like kind of have an idea of what, when and what things are happening. And
it's great.
No, it's fun, man. I'm starting to build my own studio here. So before, cool. I always just, you know, my friends recorded me. My friend Andy recorded me here in town. And I mean, I was there for it all, but I never was the one who set up the mic or hit record, and I just got, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like, okay, well, I have a kid now and I have a, I, you know, I got a, can you cut, not me.
Oh, I was like, you have a kid?
My friends. No, I don't. Your friend,
yeah, lots of friends start having kids.
And then it's kind of like, well, we can do this in February. And I'm like, but it's January and I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I don't.
You just want to do it on your own terms.
Well, I just want to do it when I want to do it.
That's cool.
You know, without having to wait. So I'm even getting like into mixing and stuff, trying to figure it out. That'd be cool if I could. I figured out the capture pretty good. I got the preamps and the microphones. I can capture stuff. The podcast has actually helped with that.
Cool.
Like recording all the acoustic. Because I try, each time I try a little something different. I change a knob and I'm like, okay, good. That's. Okay, well, that's what happens if you turn that knob, you know, so I'm getting into it. I love it. That's cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And a lot of people here do that though. There's like, there's a studio everywhere here.
I think it's really been great because for people to learn how to home record, because I think, okay, so like as musicians, like streaming really like leveled out our income chances.
It did.
So I'm like, but yet we're still expected to pay massive budgets to make a record. Not anymore. Turns out we all just make them at our houses. So it kind of like, it's not I don't feel like it's taking from the studios, but it's kind of, to me, it's everybody started working together more. Engineers, mixer, recording people, artists, where it's not just like the same, at least not for me anymore. I'm like, you know, we're making a record at our house for no money right now. Literally, we are not spending a dime on it. And so, you know,
that's amazing.
You just did that. So once you know you can do that, you're like,
I've been learning about the points system. You know, so I've been cutting, breaking off points. Like, I don't have any money, but I own the whole pie, so I can throw you some points on the song, like a percentage.
That goes so far. You know? It's like you want to help out people. You know, it's like, you get a co-writer, a producer point. That's an eternal investment.
Yeah.
So, like, you never know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, that could be anything. It could be a movie placement.
Chris Stapleton could cut it.
You never know.
You never know.
You just don't know
what's going to happen. So,
exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, hell
we
yeah.
We do our best.
We do our best. We're rocking.
Yeah.
I love it. Hell yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear your new stuff, and I can't wait to hear the stuff you and your husband are coming up with. And let's do it again, man. Let's keep in touch. And I'm going to be following you guys and checking you out, man. I can't wait.
Same. I'm glad to meet y'all. Now we're like connected.
Yeah, for sure.
For real.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank y'all for having me. Yeah. It's fun to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Anything else?
Did we want to have her play another song?
Well, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Well, you want another song?
If that's cool.
Absolutely.
If that's
cool.
I'm such a hero.